Joined by Dr. N.K. Arora. He is the COVID panel chief, somebody who has really led India's efforts as far as vaccination is concerned. Dr. Arora, thanks very much for being with us. My first question to you, as we prepare for Omicron, and you know it might come into our country if it's not already here, it seems an inevitability given its spread in so many parts of the world. Should we not prioritize a booster dose, particularly to those who are vulnerable, and particularly since we have enough vaccines presently available?
So, the first key question is that when a new variant comes, what is the relationship between the variant and the effectiveness of the current vaccines on that particular variant? That is a very important component. And fortunately, so far, whatever experience is, globally about 20 to 25 vaccines are in use, out of which about 10 are emergency use listed by WHO. They have variable effectiveness for symptomatic disease varying between 50% to 90-92%. But fortunately, all of them provide 90 to 95% protection against serious disease.
Right.
Now, this is a very important and a kind of a redeeming point of the current vaccines. The second point is that when a new virus has come, how do we react? Should it be a panic reaction? Because for us, booster means 94 crore doses.
Yes.
It is not, and which itself is not something which can be done overnight. So it has to be done based on science, our own epidemiology, and the value of this action. And so we are waiting for next at least 2 weeks or so when labs across the country, including some of our own labs, are working on the effectiveness of immune response elicited by current vaccines, our own vaccines, Covaxin, Covishield, and the other vaccines in other part of the world with the virus, and to what extent the virus neutralization takes place. So unless that information is there, I think saying other things will be hypothetical to say
the
least.
No, but Dr. Arora, this is an important point.
Let me complete. So the most important and the most effective tool at this time for us is that we should complete priority immunization at the highest priority level and at speed. And because still about 12 to 15 crore people in India haven't received even a single dose, and another 30 crores or so have not received their second dose.
But Dr. Arora, this is the point I don't understand. I fully understand that people must get their second dose, no question about it. The fact that it's not happening fast enough is a national problem. We all accept that. There are still vaccines which are available. It's been reported in across our big cities, vaccine availability. If there is a senior citizen who has got their vaccine more than 6 months back or 6 months back, it is waning the efficacy. Based on what we have seen all over the world, AstraZeneca, Covishield is used all over the world. Why shouldn't they go, if necessary, pay for it and get another dose? Unless it's medically counter-instructive, which is not the case at all.
So let me go to the, I used the word local epidemiology and what is our own experience. So what is true for Israel, for Europe or North America may not be truly applicable here. Our epidemiology shows two things. One is almost 100 crore doses have been given after the second wave waned off, most of the impact. So after June 21st, we have given about 100 crore doses. So most of our people have received the vaccine after the wave was over. Simultaneously, we are seeing that at that time, when the second wave was on its wane, 67% people were showing evidence of infection, natural infection. More recent data in October is showing that 80-85% people, children particularly, are showing infection, which means natural infection, because adults have also received vaccine. So a very large proportion of our population has already contracted infection, and on top of that, they have got the vaccine. So that is one piece of evidence. The second evidence is that we have got a vaccine tracker, national vaccine tracker platform. ICMR is managing, and we are seeing that the number of cases are declining despite festivals and other things, and whereas vaccination is going, and that is everybody knows about it. So we have seen the breakthrough infections have not increased in all categories of individuals, elderly as well as those who have received the vaccines in early part of this year. So we are going exactly by the scientific evidence. As you rightly said, vaccine security or vaccines availability is not an issue at all. We have plenty of vaccines, and that is not. The second thing is, I think there is certain degree of misinformation. One is that private sector, some hospitals have vaccines available, and this is a couple of million doses, but private government sector has not even a single vaccine has been wasted due to expiry of date. This I can assure the whole country that not even a single dose. In fact, our record is really worth appreciating, because normally 5 to 10% vaccine wastage is kind of acceptable in such a major program. Our vaccine wastage is less than 3%. So we have done pretty well, and we are not wasting even a single. It's a very invaluable commodity, and we would not like to do that. And third thing is that we are coming up very soon, in next week or 2 weeks' time, a comprehensive policy regarding giving additional dose to those who are likely to be immunocompromised. And we have to differentiate this from booster. What is additional dose? Additional dose is, and you give on after primary extra dose to those people who are likely to be immunocompromised or immunosuppressed for any reason. So we are coming up, and along with that, we are also coming up with a comprehensive policy on pediatric immunization, because that is another concern. How do we proceed? And we are moving in that direction. And we have a very rich pipeline for pediatric immunization.
So, Dr. Arora, that's what I wanted to ask you about. And just before I ask you about the pediatric rollout, those immunocompromised and who have got two doses of vaccines already, you are saying that they will get another dose. It's a question of when, right? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, we are coming up with a comprehensive policy, the way we want to move in this direction. In next, we have a NTAGI meeting, which is to take a final call on that.
Okay, that's question one. Question two, before I get to the pediatric rollout, how optimistic are you about the rollout of anti-COVID pills, whether it's Merck or Pfizer? Merck's numbers have come down in terms of efficacy. On the other hand, India has got remarkable ability of manufacturing in numbers. So there is Molnupiravir and Paxlovid, Pfizer and Merck. What is their potential in our country, sir?
The potential of these drugs will always be very much there. They are very important drugs. But as you see, when suddenly a new variant comes, how do we handle that? Mm-hmm. And so this has to be seen in the overall context. And as I understand that they have waived off their IP on these two drugs so that they can be manufactured. And in fact, the other day, one of the American friend was saying that Indians will manufacture before the Americans start manufacturing. So we have the capability. I understand some kind of discussions are going on with Indian companies, but that is different from vaccines. But I think in view of what has happened in last 1 week, because of the Omicron variant, how this changes, because those are monoclonals, and how will it work in terms of neutralizing the effect of active infection, that also has to be seen. But certainly when these drugs are manufactured in India, the cost comes down drastically, whatever previous experience we have.
So final question, the rollout, the pediatric rollout, when is it going to start? And what is the protocol of this going to be? Could we, for example, to speed up pediatric rollout, see the vaccination of children in school? in schools? Is that even feasible?
You have heard about Har Ghar Dastak program.
Yes.
Where just like polio, we are moving from house to house and giving back to those who are. So everything, now we can go to the schools and vaccination can be done. But I would request the whole country, the state governments and the private sector schools, that schools must be open. Parents should send their children, because we have a good a cohort of immunized adults. And special efforts have been made that all schools and the staff are immunized. And parents should see that all adults in their families where children are going to school are also immunized, so that children are covered by a ring of protection. In addition to that, most of the children are already infected. So they are protected in a way. So that so sending a school and opening a school is, we should not delay. I would say it's almost like an emergency. These children are suffering from cognitive and intellectual and physical and all lot of social developmental issues. Coming to the framework, pediatric immunization, we have 44 crore children below 18 years. So a prioritization process is in place, and we will also have those who have comorbidities. List of comorbidities is being prepared. And we will go in a stepwise manner. But ultimately, I think somewhere in the later half of December or first, I think we should be able to start the pediatric vaccination for priority children. And as soon as we finish these, which are 10 to 15%, move on to healthy children.
Okay, but so that's a real headline, sir, and that's important. I want to repeat this to make sure that I'm not wrong. Towards the end of December, you expect the rollout for children in particular categories, immunocompromised, etc., etc. And then what did you say will happen in January, sir?
No. So, we have around 10 to 15% children who have some kind of comorbidity.
Right.
So, once they are immunized, then we move on to the healthy children somewhere in the first quarter of next year.
When would you be able to finish this? I understand the variables, but are you targeting the middle of next year to ideally, yes, in an ideal world? Because that Zycovid has three doses, sir. And, you know, in a country like ours where people aren't coming for a second dose, to actually encourage them to come for a third dose is also a factor.
Zycovid is just on the anvil of finishing another trial where only two doses are to be given. So that data will also be used.
So the second dose would have more vaccine in it? As I understand it, because of the applicator, you need it three times, because in each application, you would give only a small amount of the vaccine. So are you suggesting that more vaccine would be given to bring down the number of doses?
Yes. And it is not painful. It is not no discomfort. These are three shots on any skin surface, and a child does not feel, or anybody will not feel. It will be two doses in that case. So that we are waiting for the results of that. But in addition, Covaxin has also finished their trial, and we are expecting by December end, Corbavax also to finish their pediatric trial, which is for 5 to 17.
Dr. Arora, you aren't waiting for the WHO's clearance of Zycovid or Covishield for children. You're going to go ahead and start administering them.
Because at the moment, 99% experience is with mRNA vaccine. Mm-hmm. We don't have mRNA vaccine. The children are being given inactivated vaccine, so Covaxin is there. Children are also being given protein subunit, and Carbavax is a protein subunit. Zycovid D is a unique Indian vaccine, first DNA vaccine in the world. So, and it has been seen, we have seen the data. There are no safety concerns. First, we have to see the rollout process, how it works out, because the number of doses available are also less. So we are moving in a slow process, and not a slow process, but in a systematic way, so that how and in what kind of regional framework we will start the Zycovid, because they are providing at the moment 1 crore dose. And 1 crore dose is sufficient only for 33 lakh individuals. be it adults or children. And adults also, children are also for adolescents.
Right. As usual, Dr. Arora, one could keep talking with you for hours. The wealth of information you have and the knowledge which you share on something which affects the billion plus in our country, it's so very important, sir. My own personal takeaway, despite having my second dose 6 months back, I'm going to have to wait for my booster. But I take your logic.
I must assure you, you are safe. Nothing is going to happen.
All right.